Welcome back, everybody. We're going to take to the streets if people don't get their SNAP benefits, gosh darn it. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I always love having guests from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, great experts on a number of things. However, I miscued my next guest. He is Kyle Ross. He works as a policy analyst in the center's inclusive economy section. And we are going to talk more about SNAP, which I'm very happy that we are going to do that because we got some texters and callers that want to chime in on this. Folks, if you would like to speak with Kyle and I about this topic, of course you can. We invite you to join in 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Kyle, welcome. Thank you for being here. This is such an important moment. And I also want to just reemphasize the most recent polling. This is the Ipsos Washington Post ABC poll. In response to the question, who do you think is mainly responsible for the federal government partially shutting down? The numbers are actually better for Dems than I said a moment ago. 47% blame Trump and Republicans. Only 30% blame Democrats. 23% are unsure. Who, pray tell, are they going to blame when their family members, colleagues, friends, folks that they see in churches, synagogues, or mosques don't have enough food to eat, do you think, Kyle?
I think the answer is pretty obvious. I mean, the Trump administration has all of the power here. They have, of course, control of the White House, as well as both chambers of Congress. The fact that we are even having this conversation at all is mind-boggling. It's startling. It's completely unnecessary. It is a self-inflicted disaster, if you will. The administration has the power, it has the means, and it has the legal obligation to pay these SNAP benefits. The decision not to, and it is a decision because the resources are available, in my view, is an entirely political choice.
Entirely political choice. I have quoted this already on the program, but it bears repeating here. So the Office of Management and Budget, I'm going to call it the Death Star in the White House, led by Darth Vader himself, a.k.a. Russ Vogt, architect of Project 2025, firer of tens of thousands of federal workers, maker upper of new law that basically says whatever Congress says, psh, hogwash, because the president is president and he can just do whatever he wants. Yeah, that guy, that Office of Management and Budget. So literally the Death Star of the White House. That Office of Management and Budget, its general counsel back in May. So like if there was ever any department that was going to issue a ruling to give or an opinion to give the Trump administration more leverage or whatever it is, it would have been the OMB's top lawyer, okay? But the OMB, the Death Star's top lawyer in the Trump White House in May, told USDA, which administers the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or Food Share here in Wisconsin, said that there is a bona fide need to obligate benefits for the entire fiscal year prior to or during the month of September to guarantee that benefit funds are available for program operations in the event of a government shutdown. Congressional intent is clear that SNAP's operations should continue since the program has been provided with a multi-year contingency fund that can be used to ensure that the program can continue operations during a federal government shutdown. It goes on, these multi-year contingency funds are also available to fund participant benefits in the event that a lapse occurs in the middle of a year. And what that's about is if we sign a continuing resolution that kicks this out for another couple of months and we're having the same discussion in December, they're saying, yep, you can use the contingency fund if a shutdown happens in December, which is when it happened in Trump 1.0, which was the single longest shutdown in history. That time around looks like we're fitting to beat that record here. Their own lawyers, Darth Vader's lawyers, said you have to fund SNAP, Kyle. I, the only take here is that they want to inflict pain on American people to try to leverage Democrats. What else possibly is there?
No, that's absolutely the case. And that last point that you mentioned about it being being able to be used to pay benefits in the middle of a fiscal year. That's also just where we're at now.
Yes.
SNAP benefits are guaranteed through October in some weird, funky budget magic to basically have the start of each fiscal year be good to go for SNAP. SNAP is covered for the start. Starts covered. Well, now we're in the middle, technically. So just further evidence to go to show this contingency funds should be used and they're available to be used right now.
Billions of dollars, as I understand it. Billions of dollars.
Around $5 to $6 billion is how large this fund currently sits. And it's a lot of money. It's not quite enough to pay for all of the November benefits. And that is an important distinction to make, because it's very dangerous to just stop at that point and say, USDA, fulfill your legal obligation, use this fund. They'll say, okay, there's not enough left. You have to go a little bit further. You have to go also make sure to use your existing transfer authority to protect SNAP and ensure that benefits are fully funded. They already did this. They already protected folks that are on the WIC program, which is explicitly for mothers with young children, a separate nutrition program. Back in October, they moved around some money from different accounts to make the math work. They were able to make sure folks on WIC got all of their fully guaranteed benefits. They could use the same strategy here for SNAP to go further than just using the contingency fund, which doesn't have quite enough money. If they move around the existing money they do have, they can make it work. They can fully guarantee benefits for everybody.
Yeah, we'll get into the demographics of who gets SNAP benefits. And it is a lot of children, but the WIC program, women, infants, and children, it's like, oh, maybe we don't want to see women who just gave birth and babies going hungry, but like 6, 7, 8, 12-year-olds, like that's cool, no problem. It is insanity at the highest level. And I just want to point out, folks, when Kyle and I talk about appropriation versus allocation and transfer authority, everybody's eyes are going to glaze over. What's important to note about this is that, as Kyle rightly pointed out, in the federal government, and depending on the program, but most programs, the appropriation also comes with some lesser degree of transfer authority as a government executive branch agency goes through their fiscal year to move money around a little bit. It's not unlimited, but guess who decides ultimately who gets to do that? Yes, everyone, it's Darth Vader in the Death Star. That is who gets to decide this. This is Russ Vought making a purely cynical political calculation, in my opinion. Like, we're not going to do the SNAP. We're going to see if this can lever Democrats to try to force them into a continuing resolution, because we refuse to solve the problem with the healthcare cliff that we created in our big, brutal bill giveaway to billionaires and mega corporations. Pretty shocking. Now, some good news, as I was talking just before you came on call, Kyle, with Attorney General Josh Call, that the federal judge that is presiding over this multi-state lawsuit to force the government to do this has said today that it's hard to understand how this isn't emergency and, quote, we're not going to make everyone drop dead from hunger. We're trying to keep our eyes on the docket to see when that minute order gets entered. It's pretty clear she's going to rule that this money has to be funded. But that's not the end of the story, as you said. There will likely be a request to stay that order, and they will likely appeal to the federal appeals court that covers Massachusetts, where this lawsuit was filed. What are we looking at? You know, I'm going to share some information this half an hour with all of our listeners about food banks in each of our listening areas that people can go to if they want to donate to the Hunger Task Force here in Wisconsin. We're going to share a link in our show notes to do that. What kind of let's say that this court order holds, right, that the appeals court refuses or declines to stay the district court's ruling. They may ask the Supreme Court on its shadow docket for an emergency intervention. But let's say that this ruling, let's give it about a week. is actually what is operable in this space, it's going to still take some time before folks will have their SNAP cards loaded once we hit November 1st. Is my understanding correct there, Kyle?
Yes. Unfortunately, I could easily see that taking a week. And even when the order kind of comes through, hopefully we get guidance from USDA that says, okay, you know, load the benefits, prepare to send out the money. States and vendors that kind of distribute this money on the EBT cards that folks use at the grocery stores need a couple of days, usually 2 or 3 days, to actually make sure that those benefits go through, cards are loaded up. So it is unfortunately guaranteed that folks that expect to see their benefits kind of come through on the first of each month will see delays. It varies throughout the month. Some folks get it, you know, towards the end of the month. No state is, it's a wide variety of distribution plans. So not everyone could see a delay, but folks who usually get it towards the start of the month might see it a bit later.
Might see a delay. All right, folks, let me drop some of this critical information on you about where you can go in our different listening areas to get some help, or friends, family, coworkers, et cetera, need some help. In the WMDX listening area, Second Harvest, the River Food Pantry, Community Action Coalition. In the AUK listening area, there's a ton of them. We're going to post all of these in the show notes. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. In Milwaukee, Nourish, MKE, Hunger Task Force, Feeding America, Salvation Army, House of Peace. In Racine County Food Bank, St. Vincent de Paul, Kingdom Builders, Fellowship Center. In the ISS Oshkosh area, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, Father Carr's Place, the Salvation Army Lutheran Food Pantry. I'll continue to share some of these resources throughout the course of the show. If I haven't gotten to your listening area yet, don't worry, I will. We want to make sure everybody's getting this essential information. There has been reporting here in the Milwaukee area about basically the panic that Milwaukee public school teachers are in. Every single teacher I know has at least 3 or 4 kids in their classrooms that come to school hungry most days. They all, out of their own pockets, will pay for food. They're often distributing food in their classes, not just as a carrot, literally, to help kids perform better, but because many of their kids are in class hungry. So there has been an outcry here in Milwaukee. Are you seeing similar indications across the country, especially for those that work in large public school districts, Kyle?
Absolutely. You're going to start seeing not only schools, but food banks have a massive increase in hunger indicators. For schools in particular, you're going to see academic performance start to fall pretty drastically as kids start coming to school even more hungry.
Kids especially at risk. We're going to dig into those demographics with Kyle Ross from the Center for American Progress Action Fund as we discuss the callousness of the MAGA party as they refuse to feed hungry Americans. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.